the truth.
Don Lemon.
From New York, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to carry that around with me. When people say, what's your name? I want to go, Don Lemon, Lemon, Don Lemon. Hey, good morning. I want to talk about this NFL thing. So I'm going to preface it by saying some things. Except for news stories or commentaries, I really can't remember the last time that I used the N-word. I don't use it in my private life, not even to refer to my friends or my buddies. I don't call people my N-words. I don't see it as a term of endearment. That's just me. And by no means do I use it to casually refer to other black people who I'm talking smack about. That's just me. Maybe you want to do it. I do hear the word all the time, mostly from young people and sometimes from older ones. I've debated the use of this word, which seems like forever now. I understand some people feel differently than I do about it. I am not the word police, but I have stated that I think that we black people should stop dropping that word so much, especially considering that it was the last word some of our ancestors heard before they were lynched, raped, whipped, or beaten to death. I understand some people, especially aficionados of rap and hip-hop, feel like by using the word, they are taking the power back. I do not understand the concept of taking the word back or the power out of it, especially when someone other than a black person says it, we lose our mind. If we were taking the power out of the word, then it wouldn't matter who said it. We wouldn't care who called us that word. So last week when the NFL proposed fining players who use that word on the field and in the locker room, some people lost their minds. Players, analysts, and pundits said, no way, people say all kinds of things in the heat of the battle. That may be true, but still, it's not an excuse. Like it or not, the ball field and the locker room are workplaces. There is a certain behavior and certain words that are not acceptable in those places. Racist, misogynist, and homophobic language are still unnecessary and should not be tolerated. Neither should excuses for using that language. However, I think fining people in the NFL for the use of the N-word is wrong unless you fine them for using other expletives or offensive words. And for those who oppose the N-word fine by saying you don't want someone else defining how a group of people communicate with each other, I want you to imagine this. Imagine if white racists said no one should define how white people communicate with each other, and therefore they should be allowed to use the N-word amongst themselves and on black people. What if they said that they were just using it as a term of endearment to the black people they liked? Would any black person like that? I know that I wouldn't. In college basketball, just a few weeks ago, Marcus Smart of Oklahoma went ballistic after he said a fan called him the N-word. Now imagine what would happen if other players, including white ones, were allowed to use that word with impunity. It would not be pretty.
Paula Deen used it as a term of endearment, didn't she?
Yeah, you see where it got
30
her?
30 years
yeah.
ago.
You see where it got her? And that was 30 years ago, like Sybil said.